Sure. So she had previously been found guilty on 11 out of the 12 counts that were before the court. So today the state asked for 24 months of probation and 180 days on each of those counts. We requested from the court that they be served one after another after another, in other words, consecutive terms. That would result in roughly 22 years of probation. The reason for that request is so that this individual could never own a dog for essentially the rest of her life, as there's nothing in the Illinois laws that currently allows me to ban someone from owning an animal for the rest of their life. The court similarly handed down a sentence that includes 24 months of probation on count one, 180 days in the Mercer County Jail, a mental health evaluation, and they ordered $196,342.89 in restitution. While the defendant is on a term of probation, she will not be allowed to own any animal at all, no matter or be in a caretaker role or even just merely possess it. The defendant then sentenced the, or the court def sentenced the defendant to an additional consecutive 24 months of probation on count two, with 60 days in jail and all the same terms and conditions in count two. The court did another consecutive probation to count three and 30 days in jail. Counts five through 12, the court sentenced the defendant to 18 months of conditional discharge, and those can run concurrent. So in short, that means that she was essentially sentenced to 270 days in jail total, and a total of 7.5 years of probation or conditional discharge.
And can you elaborate on the restitution and where that money is going and how the number was arrived at?
Sure. So the restitution consisted of initial supplies, et cetera, that was not covered by the donations, such as, we were donated a lot of food in the beginning, but we had to purchase dog panels and shavings for all the dogs to be under in the area they were while they were being held before the rescues came and got them. So it consisted of that figure, all of the figures from the three vets that stepped up and helped us. For the beginning, there's a boarding fee or a rooming fee from the county that was assessed, as well as we had a bill from grooming or shaving those dogs as needed. So those places have been paid back by the county roughly a year or so ago. So all of the restitution is going to the county at this point, but it consisted of all of those bills that the county has already paid.
And can you speak to the work of animal control and law enforcement that were involved in this investigation?
I sure can. The community as a whole stepped up in a way I've never dreamed possible, and I could not be more proud of them for taking on a situation that wasn't necessarily theirs to deal with. The state could have came in and helped us. We received none of that help. The help we got was from the community, from the sheriff's department that immediately allowed the overtime list to run to get someone out there to help on the property at all times, and especially our animal control. We are not equipped to handle a hoarding situation of this magnitude. And Missy and Matt from the animal control stepped up and did everything in their power to make sure that these animals were well and taken care of. They rescheduled vacations. They stayed for an entire weekend plus some. With no days off that I'm aware of, and I couldn't have done this without them, and I'm not sure I will ever be able to articulate how thankful I am to have them as part of this county and part of the county government.
And part of the probation and conditional discharge, there are reporting requirements, right? So that means the authorities can make sure she's not basically owning animals over that 7.5 years.
Absolutely. Yes, there's reporting requirements to report to our probation department, as well as allowing law enforcement, animal control, et cetera, on her property to do checking throughout the term of that probation as well.